Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Zach. Just wanted to go ahead and let everybody know before this interview goes on that unfortunately I'm going to have to be starting to do these interviews a little bit less frequent. I've got another business that's starting to take off, which is good. Things are good. Starting to make a little bit of money out of that. But unfortunately, due to that, I'm not going to be able to spend as much time making interviews as well as writing articles. So while the site's still going to be up and while the interviews are still going to be up, this is going to be the last one for a little bit of time. I'll start interviewing people again once things start to cool down and once things are kind of an automated process. But right now I've got my hands in so many different things within the projects of this new business. So time is, I guess, just very limited. I think you guys will really enjoy this interview. Today I talk with Tegan Brown, and he's a magician out of Fort Collins. Very interesting career pathway. And I think something that people can learn a lot from, something very interesting and something extremely unique. So I'll go ahead and let you guys sit back, relax, and enjoy. And if you guys have any questions about when the next interviews are going to come out, please feel free to email me. I'll try to be as responsive as possible. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it. I feel like a mafia. Rocky, you can't stop me, no. Going hard, not growing old. I feel like a mafia. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Zach Morris, and today I'm going to be talking with yet another person who I think has a valuable skill set that's useful to everyone out there. Each week, I interview one new person, and we chat about their successful habits and routines. And I chat with people I've connected with in my life who I think have something valuable to offer to each and every one of you who are listening. And I recognize that everyone has a unique quality about them that makes them shine. And if we take the highlights of each of those we know, and we apply them to our own lives, we then begin to exponentially grow as individuals, and we learn and adapt so that we can become the best version of who we want to be. So let's get started on this now. Like I said, my name is Zach, and today I've got Tegan Brown on here with me. Tegan's from Colorado, and he's a magician, and is currently working on a marketing campaign for the Fringe Festival in Colorado. He's fantastic at keeping a crowd entertained, and he always has an original act whenever you go see his shows. So I'm going to go ahead and let Tegan introduce himself and tell you about who he is. So welcome, Tegan. I'm really excited to have you on here. How's it going today?
Hey, Zach. It's going great. I'm so excited to be here on the podcast.
Yeah, it's great. I'm excited for this one, too. I feel like it's going to be a little bit of a, you know, a magical podcast, for lack of a better term, I guess. But that was a pretty terrible joke, but I'm still excited for this one, man. So I guess tell us a little bit about who you are, how you got to where you are, and what you're doing now.
Yeah, I am a magician currently. I am also a part-time tap dance instructor, and so those are kind of the two things that run my life. Right now, I am working on a marketing campaign for the Fort Collins Festival, and I am working on my teaser, then my promotional video, and then my reminder. So I am working at my Facebook and Instagram followers, and I'm trying to get everybody on board because it's kind of my job to self-promote. And, you know, that's kind of always been my job as a magician. because the product is kind of secretive, you really have to focus on selling yourself, which is a very good skill to know. But the way that I got started is I was a very young kid, and I got enrolled in a tap dance class, and everyone was around saying, that little girl has some very boyish features, and I, you know, kept taking tap dance class, and I loved it, and I was actually a dancer, you know, through my junior summer, and then I started getting into magic, and what I got into that is I looked up a video on how to get a kiss from a girl. You know, very tasteful. And the first video that popped up was a card trick. And since then, I've learned every card trick since. And still no luck, Zach.
So, oh, man. Man.
Yeah, so since then, I have kind of combined my two passions, which is tap dancing and magic. That's kind of my shtick, is the dance magician. And, you know, my shtick is very original. And, like I said, I can't give too much away or else you won't come to see my show. But all I can say is that there's tap dancing, there's magic, there's comedy, and that's really my selling point. I've won several awards for that act specifically, and you know, that's kind of what makes me stick out. And it's interactive, and it's engaging, and you know, it's, you know, my show really combines a lot of things to make it entertaining. It's not just magic, and yeah.
Where did
comedy magic?
Yeah, fair enough. and I know I talked with you a while back, and you had discussed that you were going to perform, I think, in Vegas. How did that go, and what all did you learn from being in that environment?
Yes, the magic world is an interesting one because it's so applicable. You can do magic for schools. You can do magic for comedy clubs, you know, dive bars, corporate events, trade shows, weddings, you know, bar mitzvahs. It's such a unique craft. I've gone to the Magic and Mystery School in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I've trained for their street performing class, and I've also trained at their master class, and I have worked up my competition act, which is the shtick, which is my shtick, basically, and I learned that I can, you know, kind of bolster this act up and go and compete at magic conventions and get accolades that way. And then people will get, you know, offer, you know, gigs to you, and, you know, will just walk up to you afterwards and say, hey, you want to work a cruise ship? You know, and, you know, I found out that there is really a lot of opportunity in the magic community, and there's a lot of, great exposure to be had as a magician, just because it's such a diverse and applicable art form. So that's kind of what I learned in Vegas, and I learned a lot more than that, but that was the takeaway lesson.
That's awesome. What has been, I guess, your favorite gig that you've taken on so far?
My favorite gig that I took on was actually a competition. Competed against, I think, 40 or other magicians at the Portland Magic Festival, and it was heart racing, you know, because everybody knows what you're doing. Nobody knows who you are, but you kind of get up there, and I got up there with my tap shoes on. Everyone's like, "What is this guy doing?" You know, it got my heart racing, and you know, it's just like the competition is just fun, and I just really had a and, you know, performing and doing that act, and more importantly, just, you know, sharing something with people who have never seen anything like it, you know, sharing my art and being able to show people someone that they've never seen before, and that was awesome, and I actually won, and
wow.
That was great too. So that was the I was at first place, and I guess the judges liked it.
That's awesome. That's super cool. What has been, I guess, the most rewarding thing of doing magic? I know you enjoy, I guess, the smiles, but what's, I guess, your deep down thing that drives you to do it?
That's a great question. The best thing about doing magic is making people smile, making people happy. And, you know, a lot of times I'll be street performing, you know, I'm not being paid by anybody, I'll just be doing it for fun, you know, guys, just because I love doing magic. And the other day I had a couple come up to me and, you know, they were watching my show, they're like, oh, okay, you're pretty good, you know, and then they walked away, and about 5 minutes later they came back from the bar and they're like, thank you for giving us joy and thank you for doing this. And I was like, oh my gosh, wow. That is so nice, you know. And it's just compliments like that, and, you know, being vulnerable as an artist, you know, and being seen and valued for your art, you know, you really can't ask for anything more. And, you know, just making people happy, you know, and that's why I'm a magician, because I think the world needs magic, and I think magic's good for the world, so.
What has been, I guess, the most useful thing so far in your daily life? A lot of people, I'm sure, think magic's just, you know, a hobby or something that you do to have a little fun and maybe make a little bit of money off of it. What's been, I guess, the most useful thing that you've been able to apply to maybe the professional world in talking with people, networking, socializing, that sort of deal?
Yeah, that's a great question. I did a gig for I don't know exactly what company it is, but it was a banking company, and they basically had the presidents of all of the major colleges in Colorado there. So,
wow.
You know, I kind of walk up there with some tricks in my pocket, and I'm meeting the president of CU Boulder, and the president of CSU, you know, and the president of DU, and, you know, all these people, and really high-end people that have some serious money to move around. And, you know, they paid me literally to be an icebreaker, you know. People could walk in, you know, I would do some magic that would help people meet each other and mingle. And, that's helped me, you know, a lot. I mean, because magic is so interactive, when I'm practicing or rehearsing, that's by myself in my room. But the only way to get better as a magician is that I need to perform. I need people to show my magic to. And that is such a huge networking tool. You know, when you're constantly doing magic, when you're doing magic to meet people or use it as an icebreaker, you know, it's one of the best icebreakers around. You know, instead of saying a joke, hey, pick a card. You know, this is unique. Oh, we'll watch this guy. Oh, he's got something cool to show us. You know, what's his name again? You know, and my business card is literally a playing card. You know, but on the front of it, you know, instead of it saying the Ace of Spades, it has my face and my name and my number on it. So, you know, my networking line is, do you want to see more? Yeah. All right, pick a card. Ta-da, that's a trick. And then they flip it over and it's my business card. So
I remember getting one from you. I remember that. It's something that I'm never going to forget, and I'm never going to lose that card. I've got it in my business card holder, actually, at home. And it's just so cool. It's something unique, and I like that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, and that's what magic is all about. And if I could give advice to anybody who's looking to, you know, improve their networking or even just their confidence in meeting new people, it would just be to learn two or three magic tricks that are super easy that you can carry in your pocket. And it's just a fun, easy little thing that you can do for people that's aging and is something that is easy to remember you by.
I really like that. I think that's something interesting, something you wouldn't really think about unless you'd listen to this interview, of course. I mean, something unique. So that's awesome. Have you ever failed in one of your competitions or in one of your shows? Have you ever completely messed up, even now when you're more experienced versus before when you were less experienced?
Oh, yes, I have definitely failed. the first show I ever did, the first time I ever street performed, I was out on the street and downtown here in Fort Collins, and I set up my little table, was ready to rock and roll. You know, thought I was really, you know, the bee's knees. And nobody stopped. Nobody cared, and nobody watched. You know, I didn't make a single dime. There were break dancers down the way. There were break dancing. There was, like, music going on. There were tons of people. And God, that was embarrassing. I gotta tell you, you know, especially as an entrepreneur, you know, when you really put yourself out there and nobody's paying you to be there and you're just there failing. And what's interesting about magic is that because you have to get out there, you know, to get better, you know, your success and failure is very visible and very public. And it's a great way to get some tough skin.
I bet.
Because if you want to be a magician, successful entertainer, you know, you can't be offended easily when people don't, you know, like your shtick.
Fair enough. What kind of things have you learned from the failure? Has it been a learning experience, or has it been something where you've been able to figure out what went wrong and make even better tricks to gather more people? Or
Yeah. The number one thing that I learned from my failure is don't take it personally. You know, if people don't show up for your show, if, you know, I've had that happen, you know, people don't show up for your show, if, you know, little Billy didn't feel special on his birthday because you're a terrible magician, you know? you know, no one stopped to see you, or if you weren't able to stop anybody on the street, you know, just don't take it personally. You know, people really do like supporting artists and art, and if they don't stop or if they don't watch you, it's nothing on you. You know, it's not because they hate you. It's not because people didn't want to show up and support you, you know. It's just because it wasn't right that day, or you don't have the right material. You know, failure is really the only way to, you know, get the kick in the pants to kind of say, oh, you know, learn the right material, get the right way there, you know. I remember some early birthday parties I did were just terrible. This is awful, you know. You know, the parent, oh, man. I did a birthday party for a woman, and after I left, I charged her, you know, $250 for the show, and after I left, she asked if she could get $50 back from the show.
Wow.
And so I had to drive back to her house and drop off the $50, and then, you know, from then on, you know, I remembered, I was like, okay, you know, I have to deliver, and now when I do shows, you know, I deliver, you know, and, you know, now you get tips, but you just, that's just the learning curve. So that's what I've learned from my failures, is just don't take it personally, you know, and keep working on it.
That's crazy. Have you had anybody who completely disapproves of what you're doing, that are just complete magician party poopers who just absolutely hate magic and just don't like it?
Oh, for sure. And what's interesting is the most flack that I've gotten has actually been inside my own community.
Really?
A lot of magicians and a lot of artists in general can just be envious, or they can just be, you know, not supportive. When I was first starting doing my tap dancing magic act, I came into the club and I said, hey, I have this great idea for this act, you know, and nobody supported it. Everyone told me it was impossible. You know, no one told me to do it. They told me I had the wrong concept. And it took, you know, 3 or 4 years of me, you know, working on this act until, you know, the magicians are kind of like supporting me now, which is crazy. To think that, you know, they just didn't believe in it until it was successful. And, you know, that has a lot of application in life in general, I think. But, you know, it's interesting, and I've gotten a lot of flack, you know, not from just laymen, you know, or just normal people, but from my own community, from magicians, you know.
Hmm. Interesting. Has that been, I guess, the biggest struggle so far, is the need to, I guess, prove yourself before, I guess, becoming a little bit more established?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of that, because if you're not as established and you don't have all these accolades, you know, then you're trying super hard and it's just difficult. And I guess that's why I'm pushing going on the competition circuit, is because, you know, if you have these accolades, you know, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Tegan Brown, and he's been on NBC and The Tonight Show and The David Letterman Show before it got closed, and, you know, if you have all these accolades, you know, people believe in you, and they, you know, and it's just dumb. It's a weird title thing, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I did a show in Portland, you know what I mean? I did a show in Portland, you know, now I'm a national entertainer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I won a competition, and, you know, there are only 3 other competitors, but I won. It's like, you know, now I'm a grand champion, master magician, and people pay attention to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems a bit ridiculous, but, you know, that's kind of the difficulties with me, is like when you're first starting out, you know, getting established and getting those accolades. And now that I am a little more established and I do have some accolades to my name, it's definitely become a lot easier to get people into my show.
Definitely. I think the credibility portion of it is extremely important. And something that across all fields or industries can be, I mean, challenging to maintain. Even with DSU, I mean, I started this back in January and pretty much had nothing to say for myself, you know, other than that I've been able to be pretty successful as far as money goes and finances, and I'm pretty knowledgeable about the subject, but no one knows that. I mean, nobody across the nation knows that. No one cares right now about that. They more care about, okay, this site looks professional. This looks like something that someone has put a lot of time into. Someone's very knowledgeable about it. But at the beginning, when you don't have anything on there to show, there's nothing to show. And so no one can see that you're actually a credible resource. And so building that has been definitely a challenge for DSU. And fortunately, it's gone pretty well. It's been a long ride so far, and it will be an even longer ride in the future. But I've been blessed enough to have people who have supported me, a lot of people who haven't supported me that I've been able to learn from in order to make them support me. But a lot of it's been just a little bit of luck, a little bit of marketing, and a little bit of skill, you know? That's about it. And I'm sure the marketing for Magic is something very interesting. What kind of marketing strategies do you use?
That's a great question. My marketing is my exposure, first of all. Second, it's the word of mouth. And then thirdly, it's, you know, all the other marketing, such as business cards, Instagram, Facebook, posters, you know, postcards. And the most powerful tool that I have is people who have seen my show, you know, who can vouch for my show and get people in. Because that's really who goes to see a show, you know. If someone says, oh my gosh, this show is so great, you need to see it, you need to buy tickets, you know, and that's a trusted friend of yours, suddenly that show is great, you know. It's much harder to bring in people who, you know, can't vouch for your show, have never seen your show. You know, I do have Facebook, I have Instagram, you know, my business cards are huge. I just hand those out like they're just pass out like they're water, you know.
Yeah.
And I do have my Facebook page and all that stuff. I street perform, so I am getting a lot of exposure. But it's mostly, you know, it's word of mouth, and it's people who I know who have seen my show. So hopefully very soon here I'll be building up an email list and sending it out to them. But right now I'm really focusing on making my show and my product as good as possible so that people will want to come see my show. Because that's the priority is, you know, if you have a great show, it'll just speak for itself, you know?
Yeah. And you mentioned word of mouth. That's huge in marketing. And in order for word of mouth to be a thing, you've got to have something of value. And you definitely have something of value. But what do you think is the biggest key thing that you think keeps people coming back to your show and recommending it?
Probably that they've already seen it. Yeah, to be honest with you. You know, the issue with the show that I'm producing is that it is really high quality. It is very marketable, but it's not changing that much, you know. So for me, I reach out to people, and they come see my show, they think it's great. Oh, hey, do you want to come see my show again? No, I've already seen it, you know.
Mm.
And so I need to bring in different openers, need to bring in different acts, just come see my show to make it different, you know. And ultimately, the goal is to be performing for, you know, in the Magic world, amateurs perform different tricks for the same people, and professionals perform the same trick for different people.
Gotcha. When is, I guess, the shift? How do you get to that point? What is, I guess, the moment at which you make it and become a professional, and now you're performing the same trick for different people?
Yeah, that's a great question. The question I have yet to answer, because you know, there's making it financially, and then there's making it artistically.
Hmm. Gotcha.
For me, you know, in my head, when I quote unquote make it, I'll have succeeded as an artist in creating new art that people enjoy watching. Because I love kids. I love kids. You know, I teach tap dancing. You know, I'm with kids all the time.
Fair enough.
I'm a dance teacher, for God's sake. You know, I love kids, but I'm not looking to make my living as a children entertainer, which is, you know, profitable, and the demand is there. But I, you know, I'm looking to do my tap dancing magic act, and that's what I want to do professionally. And that's when I think I'll have, quote unquote, make it, as you say.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, making it really varies per person. So it could be different for one person than another. But yeah, I like that. I think that's awesome. Do you have a website of any sort, or social media, or something that we can support you on and go follow and subscribe to or whatnot?
For sure, yeah. You can go to teaganbrown.com. That is TEAGANBROWN.com. You can, everything is linked up through there. You can also find me on Facebook at Magic Teagan Brown. You can find all my things on there. And on Instagram, I'm Up Close Teagan Brown, like Up Close Magic, UPCLOSE, Teagan Brown.
Perfect. And I'll make sure to put a link in there. In the description for everybody to look at too. So,
yeah, check it out. I have some shows coming up at the Fringe Festival in Fort Collins. If you're looking to experience some local magic, and it should be awesome. It's at the Babu Theater. It's a 100-seat theater. It's gonna be beautiful. That's where you can follow me.
Awesome. And are there other acts at the Fringe Festival, or are you going to be the sole magic act for the festival?
Great question. There are quite a few. I think there are 80 plus acts that are going on.
Wow.
And there are two. There's a hypnotist, and there's also a mentalist.
Interesting.
So I'm the only kind of, you know, I'm the only magic act, but there's another. There are kind of two other magicians that are performing. It should be awesome. And what you can do is you can come see, you know, like six or seven shows in a row just in the Babu Theater. You know what I mean?
Huh.
So this is a plug for the Fringe Festival, because it's going to be awesome. You know, if you don't like magic, you can come see, you know, the jugglers that are going on next, or the fire circus that's right before me. You know what I mean? So, or the, you know, Socratic play that's going on afterwards. I don't know. You know.
Interesting. Cool. Well, I definitely, if I'm in town, I'm definitely going to try to make it to that. That sounds honestly kind of like a little fun thing to do, and a little summer activity, I guess. And hopefully, if anybody in the northern Colorado area hears about that, definitely make your way over there. Go see Teagan, and be kind of something fun to do. Fill your day. Fill your off day. And, you know, I feel like a lot of people don't do a lot of fun stuff anymore. Everybody's just working, working, working. And it's always good to get a break, especially with something with magic, you know. It's kind of exciting and messes with your brain a little bit. That's my favorite part about it. But yeah. As we kind of wrap up here, got a couple more questions. Just as, I guess, an overall thing that you could say to anyone out there to benefit their life, what would be, I guess, your biggest tip for anybody?
So this question is so broad. This is just one general life advice tip?
One life advice tip that you could say that would just benefit everyone, kind of like your go-to motto, what you live by, single biggest thing.
Single biggest thing is to surround yourself with people you enjoy being with. You know, the best entertainers, you know, I have really great teachers. I have people in the magic community who I love hanging out with. You know, I have friends who support me, you know, so I'd say the biggest thing is just, you know, the more time that you can increase being with people that you enjoy hanging out with, the, you know, happier life's going to be, in my opinion.
Fair enough.
Healthy relationships.
I fully agree with that. I think that it's never good to surround yourself with negative people or people that really you can't relate to, just because you're not gonna feel good about yourself if nobody around you feels good about you. So I think that's a really good tip, and I really respect that. I think that's awesome. As far as everything goes for the interview, that's really all I've got. Is there anything you want to add before we're off that you think might be important?
Yeah, I think I've pretty much said it all. I think, you know, as far as, like, surrounding yourself with good people, you know, business is all connections. You know, the people who are the most connected have the most business, you know. So, you know, connections with people is really just the key. And I saw that on your website. You have How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie, you know. That's a deadly book.
It's a good one.
You know, it's all about, you know, having connections with people, and that's what's going to make, you know, that's what's going to make anybody successful, is having good connections with people.
Awesome. I love that. And by the way, that book that anybody was, if anybody's wondering, that book's available on my site. If you click on the books tab, recommended books, you can go ahead and you can click on the book and it'll bring you straight to Amazon. It'll just link you right there. I've got about 6 books, I believe, on there that I really enjoy. And How to Win Friends and Influence People is the last book on the site. So scroll all the way down and click on that and it'll bring you right to Amazon. If there was one of the best books that I've ever read that have helped me meet people and network, it would probably be that one. So that's awesome that you noticed that one in specific. I love that, Tegan. But anyway, as far as the interview goes, that's all for today. I hope everybody was able to learn something from Tegan's story. And if you enjoyed hearing his story, please subscribe to hear about more opportunities like this. And if you guys are in Northern Colorado, definitely go check him out. Check out the Fringe Festival. Check out his website. If you're out of town, check out his website. If you're in town, check out his website. And thank you guys so much for listening. Really appreciate you all. Have a great rest of your day. I do it by myself, do whatever sells. Drink some booze as well, till I lose control and yell. Wear my leather jacket, the weather pin in lapel. My boots are zipped and they strapped, and I'm ready to do some bashing. Then I look to my left. Don't see shit, homie, soaked on something else. Don't eat it, I just want faith without the book. You call that bait without a hook. Saying Satan's heaven, look, he may never become a crook. Don't need no one's opinion. Yeah, we don't share our vision. I'm the fuck with Bill Clinton, but